what makes music American music? Today we're kicking off a new series asking that question of as many people as possible. And what better answer than Ella Fitzgerald singing Cole Porter?
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me
Don't Fence Me In by Cole Porter, sung by Ella Fitzgerald. In a way, I just would not have thought of it until it was pointed out by Here Now pop culture critic Renee Graham, who's brought some of her favorite American songs of the past few decades. Renee, I think cowboy when I think Don't Fence Me In.
I think cowboy. I think freedom. I think independence. The whole idea of, you know, this guy who's saying, I need lots of land neath the starry skies above. I think it applies to anyone. It applies to people within relationships. It applies to people who may live in the city, who want more space. It just has this, you know, quintessentially American feel to me.
Let's talk about the next selection. Also another classic. Not this time of year, but any time of year. It's exquisite. Let's listen. Summertime. So all the hair on my arm is standing at attention.
Does it get any better?
No.
You've got this incredible song written by George Gershwin, sung by the exquisite Leontine Price. And it's Summertime from the first great American opera, Porgy and Bess. I mean, the combination does not get any better.
Well, and it came pretty close when it was recently sung by Audra McDonald in a Broadway revival. She played Bess. Bess didn't, you know, people are surprised Bess didn't sing this song in Porgy and Bess.
The song is not written for Bess, but it's such an extraordinary song that everyone wants to sing it. And I think I read somewhere that there have been 25,000 recordings of this song,
wow,
from John Coltrane to Billie Holiday to most recently Annie Lennox.
Wow, wow. Another one that people associate with maybe the Weavers, but
this is a Leadbetter song, Hootie Leadbetter, and everyone knew as Lead Belly. And the song is Good Night, Irene. My favorite version has always been the version by Leon Russell. Wonderful songwriter, wonderful singer. It brings out the sort of really wonderful folk country feel of the song, and it's just, it's a really fun and interesting version.
Well, sometimes I live in the country, and sometimes I live in the town.
It's not the happiest song, but it's interesting. Depending on who's singing it, people sing different versions. In some cases, they cut out the darker verses and make it sound a little lighter. But at its core, this is a song about a troubled marriage and a man who's considering ending his life.
Yeah.
But having said that, it's a great song. I think, you know, these are, again, these quintessentially American songs. Jazz, blues, country, folk. These are all American products. And I just think that people kind of can forget that sometimes, that these are songs that started here in different regions of the country, but these are all very American songs.
With genres that are very American.
Absolutely.
Let's go to your next pick, B.B. King's Please Accept My Love.
Thinking of. So please, please accept my
York is he from?
Mississippi. It's a town called Itabena, Mississippi. And it's talking about, you know, do you get anything more American than blues music? So much music comes from the blues.
Oh, beautiful.
The next song I'm going to play is by Mahalia Jackson, who easily could have been a blues singer. She was, you know, born and raised in New Orleans and eventually went to Chicago. And even though she was essentially a gospel singer, the queen of gospel, actually, you always had that blues bass in the gospel music. She sang religious music, but there was always a secular swing to what she did, and we'll hear it in Up in Jerusalem.
Up in Jerusalem, walking Jerusalem, talking Jerusalem, being in Jerusalem, singing Jerusalem.
Jackson, Up in Jerusalem. By the way, we'll have the entire list of Renee Graham's picks for quintessential American music at hereandnow.org. And American music is often of protest.
So many good protest songs for centuries have come out of different genres. And this is probably one of the best protest songs ever made by the great Nina Simone.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn.
Nina Simone from North Carolina?
From Tyrone, North Carolina. This was a song she made. It was the height of the Civil Rights era, and you had all these atrocities occurring throughout the South. And what I love about the song is the fact that she sort of talks about, you know, what's happening in this area, and she can't even talk about what's happening in Mississippi. She's just like, everyone knows what's happening in Mississippi. And there's something about the fact that she doesn't even need to articulate it that lets you know how bad it is. She also did a version of the next song, which was written by Billy Taylor, who's also from North Carolina, like Nina Simone, and it's called I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. This is performed by a really wonderful young songwriter from D.C. who now lives in Brooklyn named Nick Hakim.
I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us all apart.
Billy Taylor song by way of Nick Hakim.
So many versions of that song. Nina Simone has done it, Leontine Price, John Legend. It's just that kind of song that people keep returning to because its meaning is just so profound.
Well, you are our pop culture voice. And so you're going to move us into modern time.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you're talking about American music, you can't talk American music without talking about hip-hop, born in the streets of New York. And appropriately, the next singer-rapper is a young woman named Azealia Banks, who is from Harlem, USA. She's one of hip-hop's brightest stars, and this next song is called Chasing Time, and it's from her just-released studio album, Broke with Expensive Taste.
Am I chasing time? 'Cause I'm wasted all.
So, Renee Graham, and we're getting a look at American music through your unique eyes, your vantage point. Give us one to go out on.
The perfect song to go out on, The Violent Femmes, American music.
So, we started with Cole Porter, Ella Fitzgerald. We end with The Violent Femmes. That's Renee Graham. Renee, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.